Have you ever heard the term misery loves company? Well, did you know that this could be a subconscious act that most people don't even know they're doing? A lot of times when people sabotage others, they don't realize it. It's not them trying to purposely stop you from growing or stop you from evolving or progressing in life, but instead it's their own need to not feel alone in their low or negative state of being. Today in the Affirming Power Podcast, on this episode, we are going to uncover what is the root cause to why people sabotage others, and we'll also discover if you are the saboteur. Hey friend, welcome to Affirming Power Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Benford. I am so glad you are joining me on this episode. Look, if you are listening on your favorite podcast platform, then I want you to go ahead and hit follow. If you're watching me on YouTube, make sure you click subscribe, honey, and like this video. So we've kind of been on kind of like a little mini series of sabotage. This one is talking about stopping our sabotage for others. Okay, I know Bray said that wrong. How to stop sabotaging others. That's probably a better title, right? But let's get into the meaning of sabotage. So this is the meaning from Cambridge Dictionary. It says to intentionally damage or destroy something. For example, equipment or a system that belongs to someone else so that it cannot be used. Did you hear that? Ooh. You want me to read again? Let me read again. The meaning of sabotage, to intentionally damage or destroy something, for example, equipment or a system that belongs to someone else so that it cannot be used. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, and if you need to know what a person is called that does the sabotaging, honey, that would be a saboteur, okay? It means a person who engages in sabotage. Another name for it, I looked it up, another name for it is a wrecker. Can you believe that? Like you wreck stuff, a wrecker. That's crazy, right? That's what a saboteur is. Someone who creates or engages in sabotaging someone else or sabotaging something else. But when we think of sabotage, we normally think about how it affects us, like what we're doing to ourselves to either stop our progress, our growth, whether that's consciously or subconsciously. But as the Cambridge definition said, to intentionally damage, did you know that there is subconscious, or there is sabotage that can come from our subconscious, like the sabotage that comes from us and we don't know that we're sabotaging others, but it comes from the issues that's going on within us and it bleeds out into wrecking or sabotaging someone else's progress. So here are some hidden signs of a saboteur. And when you're listening to this, I want you to think of it on terms of not that necessarily, look at it two ways. Look at it in a way of, is somebody sabotaging you? Or look at it in a way too, are you the saboteur? Okay, look at it in that way as well. So as we go through the signs of what a saboteur does, okay? So the number one sign is, and these are very subtle hidden signs, but think about this. You have success at self-sabotage. So most people that are sabotaging others, they're pretty good at self-sabotage. So they're pretty good at sabotaging themselves, okay? Hence the reason they feel the need, you know, they feel the need to bring somebody on their bandwagon, okay? Misery loves company. Remember I said that? You've heard the term misery loves company. I want you to put on two different perspectives. And as we go through this episode, okay, put on two different perspectives. Put on one because it's easy for us to point the finger, but sometimes it's hard to do our own self-assessment. But instead of looking at, oh, I'm listening to these saboteur signs and I see that, oh, it's bringing a person to mind that I think has been sabotaging me. But I want you to look at it at a different perspective too. Are you the saboteur? That's hard to do. A lot of times it's hard for us to do that self-assessment because we just don't want to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to be the bad guy, right? But we need to do these self-assessments to make sure that we're not tripping somebody else up on their journey, all right? So let's talk about the number one hidden sign that you are the saboteur or that a person is the saboteur. You have success at self-sabotage, okay? So, honey, in order for a person to be good at sabotage, they first had some practice with sabotaging their own lives, okay? So they're most likely really, they have been very good, a professional, at sabotaging their own lives. You can see this in the fruit that they bear, okay? Their life might look like trash, you know what I mean? Or they have one failed relationship after another, or one failed, you know, many unmet goals, and it just seemed like they just can't get up and running, and maybe they might always blame somebody, use other people as a scapegoat to why they're not succeeding in life, and then maybe they just are always down on themselves, like, I just got bad luck, nothing happens for me, and things are just showing itself to be true as far as failure in their life. That is usually signs of self-sabotage. So, honey, most people, before they can sabotage somebody else, they have perfected that self-sabotage in their own life, okay? So that's a number one sign that a person is a saboteur. The second hidden sign, because some of these things are very hidden, so you got to pay attention, even if it's within you, sugar, no judgment here, but I'm just saying we all try to be free and deliberate. Okay, but the second sign of a saboteur is you try to convince people to do something you know they're trying to stop. So that's like people, I'll just use this because I think this is the most common thing. Like if you're trying to lose weight and you have another friend who might be a little juicy, but they always want to go out to eat and they always try to drag you with them, okay? Or either they want to use you as they working out buddy, and then afterwards, they want to always talk, girl, don't you want some ice cream? Girl, don't you want to go over there and get those tacos? Girl, let's just go over there. We done already worked out. Okay, that's a saboteur, sugar. So are you the saboteur or is somebody else the saboteur? I'm just saying. And that's just one example. I mean, it could be people that's trying to stop substance abuse and they keep these people in their circles who are saboteurs. And they're like, you've been doing so good. One hit or one drink is not going, you know, that's not going to mess you up. I mean, it's just one. I mean, you've been doing so good. You'll be able to stop when you want to. Honey, that is a saboteur, okay? Somebody is trying to drag you down, okay? And they might not, like I said, sabotage. I know that the definition of sabotage says intentionally. It starts the definition off that they're intentionally trying to do this. But there are subconscious sabotages. There are people that are unknowingly sabotaging you, but they're not doing it on purpose. It's not like they're trying to be this, you know, evil genius and they just want to bring you down. They might be, you know, doing it unknowingly. You know, they're doing it unknowingly because of what's going on inside of them. As I said in the introduction of this episode, I was telling you that a lot of times it's what's going on in them. People do not want, that's why that term misery loves company is so popular, because people do not want to feel alone in their negative or low state of being. They do not. They need somebody to be on that journey with them because it doesn't make it feel so bad if they're not the only one. So you have to be careful about those, especially those who don't know that they're trying to sabotage you. And like I said, if it's you that's the saboteur, really, really pay attention, because you don't want to be somebody else's fail or you know, help somebody or make somebody else fail or be another person's demise, okay? So like I said, you try to convince people to do something when you know they're trying to stop, you have to watch out to make sure that you're not that saboteur. And if there's somebody in your life that is doing that, then it's time to take action, especially if you've been giving in to it. Or either if you're the saboteur, the people have been giving in to you and you keep setting them back, or either somebody is setting you back, be very mindful of that. Another hidden sign of saboteurs is they get angry when their invitation to do something is declined. Okay, they get angry. So I'm gonna give a vague example. This is absolutely no one. So say if you go over to somebody's house and they're cooking there. And like I said, I know a lot of people are trying to get their weight together because, you know, we're hitting spring and we're about to get in the summer and people want to get healthy and fit. You know, it's about to be beach and vacation bodies and you know, everybody trying to be fit and sexy and healthy and all this stuff, right? So we're going to stay on the weight bay right now. So say, for example, you go to somebody's house, they know that you have been really trying hard to eat right and eat healthy. And then you go over to the house to visit, child, and then they talk about, girl, I just made some fried chicken, honey, and twice baked potatoes, girl. And I knew you was coming, so I made these amazing deep fried blah, 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 blah. And girl, and I know you've been trying to do good, but one day's not going to hurt you, honey, because I just wanted you to, you know, have something nice. I just wanted to celebrate you. Celebrate me with some bad food, sugar? No. Okay, so... Now, listen, but then you decline and you say, no, thank you, I'm good. They're going to get salty about it. Well, why don't you want to eat? I mean, it's just one time, dang. I mean, it's just one time, it's not going to hurt you, and they get offended. Or have you seen yourself do that with other people? You call yourself trying to do something nice, but in trying to do something nice, even though you're in the vein, or that saboteur is in the vein of self-sabotage, it pours out into what they're doing for others and not knowing, and sometimes maybe knowingly, they're trying to sabotage other people in their goals and in what they're trying to accomplish in life. That's another way, and they get angry. They get angry when you say, no, thank you. No, I'm good. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. Dang, well, you ain't no fun. I mean, just one time, you ain't going. And they'll hit you with the, it's just one time. Or maybe you'll hit them with, it's just one time. No, stay the course. Be wise and discerning, as me and my daughter, that's what we affirm every day. Be wise and discerning when moving forward, making sure you're not the saboteur and making sure you are blocking the advances of the saboteurs. Another hidden sign of saboteurs is they use manipulation to get others to do what they're doing. Okay, they use manipulation. Let me tell you. So, girl... So this manipulation can also come in the form of flattery. So those of you that are really easily swayed by flattery, by flattering tongues, and the Bible talks negatively about flattering tongues, you know, those that are very swayed by flattery and being, you know, people flatter, you know, being, oh, you saw this, oh, girl, oh, that's so cute, mm-hmm. Oh, you looking good, girl, you should give yourself a treat. As a matter of fact, let me treat you to some ice cream. And like I say, I'm just saying, this is nobody. I'm just staying on this vein right here because I think it's more general than me talking about something a little heavier than like substance abuse or whatever. But yeah, girl, let's just say, girl, let me treat you. Let's go out and get something to eat, girl. You can get a salad if you want to. Then you get to the restaurant. Girl, they got your, what you call it? They was out, but they got that fish you like, that fried fish you like. Okay, like I said, this is nobody. I'm just saying. But they try to manipulate you. They try to, you either use flattery to make you do what they want you to do because they're in this low state or they're in that negative state and they've become masters at their self-sabotage. They will try to do things to trip you up. Like I said, sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, do things to trip you up because misery loves company, because they want somebody to join them in that low state. They want somebody to fail like they're failing. They want somebody to lose like they're losing, because instead of taking the time out to change their behavior so that they can win and be a success, it's easier for them to bring somebody down to where they are. Woof. Honey, that's some hard stuff right there, okay? The last hidden sign of a saboteur is you secretly throw a wrench in their process to hurt their success. Now, remember I said a wrecker? That's another word for a saboteur, a wrecker. You secretly throw a wrench in their process to hurt their success. You know what comes to mind? What comes to mind for me is like, say if there's a machine that's going, let's think about the cogs and stuff in the back of a big clock, one of those tower clocks. And, you know, they have all these cogs and all this machinery going on behind the scenes. And I mean, it just has been going great for years. And then you take a wrench and then you throw it and it gets caught in the cog. It throws the entire system off. The clock cannot function. The cogs cannot function. Even though you threw the wrench in one part of the system that works behind the clock, it stops the entire progress of the entire thing. Okay? That's what saboteurs do. When they throw out that flattery or they make those suggestions, and it just seems like, and they may even make it seem like it's very harmless, like it's not going to really do anything bad, they might not know, and like I said, I'm staying in this vein, they might not know that your body, you're trying to break your body from a sugar addiction. So any little taste of sugar at this point, you've been stopping any little taste of sugar is going to put you back at day one. You know, with addicts, when they're going through that, I think it's a 12-step now. I'm not clear, so correct me if I'm wrong. When they're going through that 12-step program or that process and they have to go through all these different steps and then they get the chips. And then the chips, you know, they day one and then a month and then 2 months and then 5 years, 10 years, whatever, they've been clean. And then they have that one fix. They're back to day one, you know, and that's what happens when people throw, you know, when people throw a wrench in the process that you're trying to turn into progress. Okay, so you also have to make sure that you are not the saboteur for others as well. Make sure that what you're not doing, even if you're trying to be nice about it, even if you think you're doing something good, even if you think you are just trying to be supportive, your support, the type of support you're trying to give that may be subconsciously coming out of your issues of life and out of your own self-sabotage may be the one thing that might trip them up that has to put them to reset them back to day one. So we have to be very careful with this sabotage. I'm telling you guys, God has been giving me this to talk about because there are so many of us that keep going through these same cycles over and over and over, and we're dragging people into these cycles with us. We have to be mindful. We have to be mindful that we are not tripped up by saboteurs, and we have to be mindful that we are not the saboteurs. Okay, so now let's talk about how to stop sabotaging others, whether it's you, sugar, like I said, let's do a self-assessment, honey. Whether it's you as the saboteur, no judgment, or whether somebody is sabotaging you, let's talk about how to stop sabotaging others. So, of course, this is the number one thing. I'm all about self-assessment, honey. It is about self-assessment. This is being true and honest with yourself, not judging yourself, but being honest with yourself so that you can be wise enough to make the necessary changes you need to make to be better for where God is taking you, okay? To be better for where God is taking you. All right, so the first assessment, self-assessment, is check your motives when you are doing things for others. Are you doing things because you are secretly trying to manipulate them into doing what you want them to do, bringing them down on your level because you feel better about yourself if somebody is struggling with the same things? That's self-assessment number one. Self-assessment number two, are you inviting others to do things that you struggle with? So if you are struggling with something, and let's say you're struggling with fried food, you know, you have not been successful with coming off of fried food. Like I said, this is nobody, just putting it out there, fill in the blank, however you need to fill in the blank. But then you're telling somebody, Why don't you go on this diet with me with no fast food, knowing that that's their weakness too, and you haven't succeeded, but you want somebody that hasn't succeeded either, and y'all want to jump on this diet together and be supportive? How long is that gonna last?
I'm just saying.
How long, Jesus? How long is that gonna last? Be careful not to allow people to pull you into their struggles, you know, and be sure that you're not the one pulling people into your struggles and knowing that they struggle with the same thing and you think you guys are going to be each other's support system. No judgment, just truth, okay? Let's talk about self-assessment number 3. Do you get angry when they decline your offer? Okay, so if you call yourself, I was just trying to do something nice. You know, I was just trying to help you out. I was just trying to whatever, fill in the blank. And they say no. Do you get angry? Or does that person get angry when you say no? But if it's you, why are you angry that they said no? Why are you angry? Why did it make you upset? Why are you angry? That is a definite sign that you may be the saboteur. You may be the saboteur if you are angry that somebody declines your kindness because it doesn't work for what they're trying to work on in themselves right now. Why are you angry? Okay, that's a self-assessment. The 4th self-assessment is, why don't you want them to succeed at a thing? So when a person declines your offer, you get in your feelings about it because you're just trying to be nice. You call yourself looking out for them, quote unquote, you know, and then you get angry about it. And then you decide, I get angry about it. I kind of am jealous. You know, why don't you want them to succeed? Are you jealous? You know, are you jealous or are you scared that if the person succeeds at something that you've been struggling at, maybe you're scared the relationship will no longer be and you're scared of losing that person? Hmm? Okay, another part of that is, what does that mean if they do succeed? What does that mean for you all's relationship? That might be a fear, an underlying fear on the inside of you. What does that mean if they do succeed? How do you feel it will affect you? It will affect your life. If they do succeed, do you think it's going to make you look bad? Or do you think it's going to make you feel lonely or alone or that the relationship won't last or whatever the case is? These are some signs that we really need to pay attention to make sure that we're not allowing others to be the saboteurs for us, but to definitely make sure that we are accountable enough and okay enough to face the truth to not be the saboteurs for others. Okay? I know I always talk about self-sabotage, but honey, this is just sabotage within itself. Let's not be the saboteurs, whether it's for ourselves or for others. Do these self-assessments. Do these self-assessments daily. Do these self-assessments anytime you get with a group of friends or a friend and y'all have bad habits. You know, and you are usually the one, the ringleader saying, making the suggestions, dragging everybody down. That's no judgment, but we have to come into revelation. We have to be accountable for our own actions in order for us to make those necessary changes. Because if we stay there, everything that we want to do is going to stay where it is too. Meaning that if you haven't started what you feel like you need to start or you want to do, then you're going to stay right there with nothing happening, with nothing progressing, with nothing moving forward, with nothing launching. We have to make sure that we are doing self-assessments in this season so that we can fully show up to do the things that we are purposed to do. I'm just saying. And listen, if you are trying to overcome self-sabotage and you are ready, honey, to change your life and to get things in order, then go on and grab the book. I mean, I wrote a whole book for you with 10 different types of self-sabotage that's going to help you to overcome these areas so that you can live a life of freedom. It's Avoiding the Self-Sabotage Trap. Get it at www.avoidselfsabotage.com. We are better for others. and better situated to help others when we are free and when we are honest. You can't be free until you're honest with yourself first. So we have to be honest with ourselves first, okay? Stop sabotaging others, okay? People are trying to grow and evolve. Stop sabotaging others. Instead of being the saboteur, turn things around and just start getting your life together. And it's going to start with being honest and with yourself about yourself and doing this self-assessment. All right. So if y'all enjoyed this, thank you for enjoying it. Don't forget to hit the like button. And until next time, I will see y'all. It's your girl, Crystal Benford. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.